This podcast is brought to you by Radio Reverb. If you like what you hear, please support us by donating online at radioreverb.com.
The What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
You're listening to What's the Crack here on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. This is Brighton's weekly Irish radio show, and coming up very soon, there is a night of Irish music and tunes taking place at the Stoneham Pub in Hove, courtesy of Celtic Shore, an Irish folk band based here in Sussex. And joining me from the band right now is the lead singer, Alan J. Campbell. Hello, Alan.
Hello. And it's nice to be here.
So listen, your band itself, you're based in Sussex, I believe.
That's it, right, yeah.
Very good. And how long have you been going for?
This band has been going now for a little while because I used to be in a band called Shenanigan, and my wife plays the bodhran, and we wanted to do the Irish music of which I was brought up with when I was young, because my dad, he was an Irishman and he played all this music, and it was more for the heart and not for the money, if you know what I mean. So yeah. The band is a lovely little band, and we all work with our emotions, and we live the song as well as singing it.
Perfect. So it is kind of Irish folk music that you play, is it?
It's Irish folk music, some nice stuff. We went to Ireland not long ago, and we saw the High Kings and the Kilkennys.
Cool.
Fantastic people, fantastic. And we had chats with them. They gave us some ideas of songs, and lovely people, and that's what we want. That's what we're doing. That's what we'd be doing.
Perfect. So how many are in the band then?
There's four.
Four of you, okay. And what kind of instruments are you playing in the band?
I play rhythm guitar and I sing. My wife plays the bodhran and she sings.
Wow.
We've got a flute player and we've got a fiddle player.
Cool. So kind of traditional Irish music or musical instruments there, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. Yeah. So how did you kind of get into it then? You mentioned your father played music. Did he moved over here, I gather, did he?
He did. He moved over here in the 30s, five maybe, around about that time. And he married me mum, found her over here somewhere on the pier. And he played it forever. And his favourite song was Wild Colonian Boy.
Okay.
And there used to be a few shouts in the house of turned it down.
So what kind of instruments did he play himself then? Did he play guitar?
He plays
well?
Harmonica and he played the spoons. And we used to go to the Belvedere, and a lot of people know about the Belvedere, where we had all the musicians there, and it was fantastic. And he was a very good friend of Tommy Farr, who was a boxer.
All right, yes.
And he used to come up the house to listen to the old boxing with Cassius Clay at that point. So, yeah, a lot of Irish people used to come up with their fiddlers and flutes and stuff, and it was fantastic. It was a lovely time when I was young, because this is the music I want to put out now.
Yeah, so that kind of brings you back to your childhood.
Because
there's not that much of it. Well, there is, I suppose, occasionally in Irish pubs over here. We don't see it as much, perhaps, as you would have done a few decades ago.
You don't, and the only time you would see that is on St. Patrick's Night, when everybody goes out there and has a good time. But there's more to an Irish song than just singing the song.
Okay.
You have to feel it, you know. And we do the Wild Rovers and the Whiskies in the Jar, but also we do songs like Fiddler's Green, School Day's Over, which a lot of people don't do. Rocky Road to Dublin.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't want to tackle those lyrics, but we do that because, you know, we enjoy it.
If you were to describe kind of what Irish music is, how would you describe it? Because you mentioned the lyrics. There's a lot of kind of songs, they're like ballads, I guess. They tell a story and they maybe talk about times past. Would that be a kind of a key characteristic of Irish music for you? Or for you, is Irish music something a bit different?
No, you're about right there. Irish music is you do a ballad. If you did a nice little ballad, if you take people like the Clancy Brothers, and they did the song called Those Were the Days, My Friend, which was the Mary Hopkins song at some point. And when the singer, I can't remember his name, something Clancy sung that at the point, you look into his eyes and he's expressing that song. He's living that song, you know, and that's what we like to do. We do the Wild Mountain Time, so we live that song.
So that's a key part of the performance and the emotion behind it.
Exactly, that's what I call an Irish song.
Yeah. Right? And before Celtic Shore, what kind of music were you doing? Were you always doing Irish music, or had you dabbed your hand in a few different types of musical genres?
Yeah, I mean, over the past, we did all kinds of bits and pieces. I mean, I've always brought back to doing the Irish music. It's in the blood.
It keeps coming back. You try and get away from it, you can't.
You can't get away from it. It's in the blood. It's the spirit of me, Dad. And I think that's what I do. It's I sing this stuff as little tributes of spirit for me dad because of the times where we had the hard times. And this is, it's a very emotional thing for me to do this. And that's what I, that's why I enjoy doing it.
That's an interesting point, actually, because I presume you've grown up as a second generation Irish person.
That's right.
Here in Britain, how does that feel? Do you feel a split between identifying yourself as British and Irish, or do you feel more Irish than British, or vice versa?
Well, let's put it this way: in the back of my car, I've got an Irish sticker.
Right. Okay. And is that kind of, I suppose, through your father then? Because your mother was English. Is that right?
She was English.
Okay. And did she embrace the whole Irish culture growing up? Was that something that you kind of remember?
She did. And there's a very old singer, and I just can't remember, Joseph Locke. Joseph Locke. People remember Joseph Locke, and this is what we listen to, Joseph Locke, right. The Danny Boys and the stuff like that. And you just sit there and listen to this big old wind-up record player thing. And it's a kind of a programme. become programmed, listen to the music.
I suppose it's cornerstone of Irish culture, isn't it, the music?
It's an Irish culture. And then we went over to Dublin and we went to the Temple Bar and people up there strumming in the corner. Kilkenny was the best place we went to because it wasn't so much, it was more Irishy than the feeling of there, you know.
Than Dublin, And so did you kind of grow up supporting Irish teams then?
I did. Yeah. Well, everything. It was everything. It's me dad... Because of the time in the 60s where, you know, we had this situation with the Irish and people kind of not getting on with them and stuff, it drew you more to that culture completely, you know, and you become part of that. You become part of that. I used to go down to the town here in the marketplace and... Yeah. People used to say, look, here comes Paddy's boy, because we used to go to the Belvedere and they used to come out. And and they have, the Irish people have got this part of them where they have fun and they all like the boxing.
Right.
And they come up there and say, come here, where are you?
Yeah.
And some people think, oh, what are they going to do? You know, it's the way, it's the tradition.
Yeah.
And I love that.
So that's what attracts you to it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I suppose it's part of being a second generation Irish person then is passing that on.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're doing that through music and you're doing it with Celtic Shore, which is fantastic. So, yeah, if people are looking for a fantastic night of Irish music, Irish dancing, Irish tunes, at Stoneham Pub on Saturday, the 23rd of September, what time does it kick off?
8:30.
Okay. And if people want to find out more about the gig and about yourselves, where is the best place to go?
Well, you've got a little website on there. It's Celtic Shore. I think it's there. I can't remember. It's on the card there. Can you see that, Andrews?
Yeah.
What's it, sir?
Let's have a look there. It's CelticShoreIrishBand.wordpress.com. And on Facebook, it is Celtic Shore. What we'll do is we'll put it up on our Facebook and Twitter as well so people can follow it straight from there. Alan, thanks a million for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to a Radio Reverb podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review. And to hear more podcasts like this, check out RadioReverb.com.